For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, when you drive around Atlanta and you see those yellow signs posted around and they have the black letters on it, and you're like, what are those? What does that mean? It means that there's a movie being filmed somewhere around that location, and that's pointing the crew where to park. And so to give you the scoop on all things movie in the Atlanta area is Carrie Burns with Atlanta Movie Tours. And she's been on Atlanta Living before, but there's so much going on in the city. And with the movie tours that she hosts, I brought Carrie back. So thanks for dropping in, Carrie.
So exciting to be back here.
Yes. So tell us what Atlanta Movie Tours does, first of all.
So we try as hard as possible to stay away from these sets that you see. It is actually very difficult for us to get around through that. And we like to let them do their job. And then after the movies and TV shows come out, and you see these locations, we take you back to those and show you clips, and you get to really see how what you see today on the streets translates into those movies and TV shows.
Like, for instance, Stranger Things, and I'll admit, I haven't seen really the whole kit and caboodle yet. I mean, I'm behind, and I always binge watch these things. So yeah, that's the way I'm, you know, late to the party on everything. So you'll have to fill me in. But a lot of Stranger Things were filmed in the Atlanta area, and you have a tour coming up. So if you're watching the series and you're like, oh, that kind of looks familiar to me, it's because it is.
It is. Yeah. So, it's all right here.
So tell us a few locations that people could possibly recognize in the Atlanta area.
So that's tricky because, especially in Stranger Things, it is supposed to be Hawkins, Indiana, which does not look a whole lot like Atlanta. But in the metro area, there are, and beyond the metro area, this show in particular has a wider location base than just about any show I've ever seen. They go as far north as Gwinnett, they go out west to Powder Springs and Douglasville, east to Lithonia, and then all the way down to Jackson.
Wow.
So that's a pretty, that would make for a pretty long tour. So
yeah,
anybody who's looking for an 8 or 9 hour tour, maybe we can, that's a long tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our existing tour will mainly focus on the downtown, the ATL district with East Point, and we will go west to Powder Springs and Douglasville. And some of the great locations that we have that you can actually visit on your own, Sleepy Hollow Farms is Hopper's Cabin, and they have turned that into an escape room. So part of our tour will be going there. You won't do the escape room on our tour, but you will get an opportunity to see the cabin and all of the fun stuff for Stranger Things there.
Yeah, and you said the Pumpkin Patch.
The Pumpkin Patch, the upside down hole that that Hopper dug was actually dug on the property and filled back in. And there's some fun stories we have surrounding that. So we try to keep it all very positive. I think everybody that we work with from a location standpoint, we really try to respect the fact. We respect the productions. We also respect the locations. And so in particular, I know a lot of the private homes people go to, there's a lot of publications putting out those addresses, and we stay as far away from those private homes as we can because
yeah,
that's just That's their actual house. That is not a set.
Right. And you say on Stranger Things, like Hopper's Cabin and the Pumpkin Patch and thing, that's a private farm as well.
It is a private farm. It is, however, it is open to the public. You basically, I would not suggest you just show up there. But if you go to, I believe it's, if you were to Google Escape Woods or Sleepy Hollow Farms in Powder Springs, both will show up. And they have time. They basically have that escape room and other escape rooms available all day, every day.
So tell me about the escape room that they have. That sounds really cool.
Oh, my gosh. So we got to see. I haven't seen it since they started the escape room. So I saw it after production had built it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have staged it to look like it did when it was Hopper's Cabin. So the inside, they really worked meticulously to try and find all of these little pieces to make it, you know, look like it did. And, you know, an 80s cabin would be in the middle of the woods.
That is tremendous. So tell me about the tours that Atlanta Movie Tours has going on right now.
Oh, so the ones we have right now, we have our big zombie tours that are based on Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. We have one up in Atlanta and two down in Sonoy,
mm-hmm.
With a walking tour as well. And then we do our hero tour, which is all based on the Marvel filming around town. And that one is so super exciting. And we are going to get more Marvel filming later this year, so we get to add to that. And we have our Best of Atlanta tour, which actually is about to, it may have, this is how little I know about it. it may have actually rolled out this past yesterday for our new version of that, which also includes a walking tour portion in the downtown Centennial Park District area around Walton and Forsyth. So you really get to get out of the bus and see what it looked like, because a lot of times those, it's hard to see like Baby Driver and
right.
all of these things that film down there. You kind of lose that perspective when you're in the bus versus looking up at the Healy Building. And
that's my old stomping ground in my loft. That would bring back memories.
Well, and Cafe Lucia right there. It's, you know, it's a great opportunity to get out of the bus and really get people into these establishments, which we love.
Well, if you have questions for Carrie about movies that are being filmed around town or about any of the movie tours, give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So is Georgia still number two in the country for filming business in the country?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a little while there, we did take number one. It depends on the numbers you're looking at. So there are economic impact numbers. We are still very, very high in that. We have more productions going on right now than I believe in the time we've had this business, which is 7.5 years, which is hard to believe.
I know.
But the number of productions we have right now is seriously off the chain between movies and TV shows, and they're still coming in. And we've got a pretty big list coming in for the fall. A lot of the TV shows that film here got picked up. A few didn't, but a lot did, and they're all about to come back. And some have started back, like The Resident on Fox, which is all around town, and the High Museum. So you're definitely seeing a lot of activity.
Okay, now I watched and was a big fan of Ozark.
Love Ozark.
Okay, tell me about the filming and the scenes that possibly and the things around Ozark. Because I look at it and I can't, was it Altoona or Lanier?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, so Lanier has stricter guidelines on filming and what can be done with the Army Corps of Engineers. This is my understanding. People are free to call in. Challenge. My understanding is that they do have some stricter regulations on what can be done on that lake. And so, therefore, they did use Altoona, and that's where the Blue Cat comes in and things mm-hmm. like that. But the house itself is on Lanier.
Oh, wow. Because I look at that lake and the fog rising above the trees, and you would think you're in the Ozarks.
Oh, yeah. And actually, none of it was filmed in the Ozarks.
That's amazing. Okay, tell us off the top of your head, some of the films that are being filmed here in Atlanta right now.
Right now, the biggest ones that you're going to see, people have obviously seen the trucks and the tents and the stages going up at Centennial Olympic Park, thinking that we were having some kind of a music festival coming.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, because you see the giant red lightning trucks. This is a recreation of the 1996 Olympics for the Ballad of Richard Jewell by Clint Eastwood. So this is all being staged for filming of a recreation of that night in
1996. Wow. Okay, when do we expect to see that released film?
The release date, I don't believe we have a release date yet. They will be here. It's a movie. I would assume they'll still be here a few weeks, especially breaking things down and everything. But right now, they're pretty much in it, and you see them everywhere. You'll see.
That's going to be interesting to see all around the city, because that was such a memorable thing for all of us. Everybody knows where they were when the news hit that we had a bombing in Centennial Park during the Olympics.
Right. And we haven't had a whole lot. I've had a couple of John Hamm sightings and Sam Rockwell, but Clint Eastwood sightings, even our tour guests saw from the bus one day, and then another bus happened to pull up right in front of them and block their view.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so all around the Hyatt and the Marriott, you've got a lot of those big hotels being used for those types of productions. And probably TV show-wise, you've got Jordan Peele's Lovecraft Country that is an HBO series. That one is the big production staging on Mitchell Street right now. So I've seen a lot of people posting these pictures because they're staging the whole thing, and it looks amazing. I kind of wish it could stay.
So when these stars come to Atlanta, do they stay at our ritzier hotels, or do they rent houses?
A combination. Some of them have houses and condos around town, especially if they're here for series and they know they're going to come back. So if you think about Walking Dead and Stranger Things, until Stranger Things is done, they do have places here as well, and they will stay here because there's such a short time. They're not filming, in the case of Walking Dead and things like that. You're only off, a handful of months before you've got to get back into it. So,
right.
Yeah, they'll keep both. And we do have a lot that are in the hotels. Spoiler wise, if somebody wants to call in and say what it is, but there are a number of hotels that you can. One's not far from here.
Yes, I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. It is 18 minutes after 1 o'clock, 86 degrees here on Peachtree Street. We're talking about the movies filmed here in and around Atlanta and the tours you can take through Atlanta Movie Tours. And we'll talk more about that in this next segment. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we are talking about all things movie in the city of Atlanta with Carrie Burns with Atlanta Movie Tours. And if you would like to book one of their tours, you can go to atlantamovietours.com. And Carrie, what are some of the movies that are you see on the horizon that you've got word that are coming to Atlanta?
Well, it's funny you would say coming to Atlanta. Coming to America is coming.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
That's kind of out in the internet world at this point. We've got Suicide Squad coming. There's a lot that's on tap. I think The Resident is already they're ramping up if they haven't. I believe they've actually started, but they're pretty close. And then a lot of these TV shows are just, they're all here. So those TV shows will work in with all the movies.
Now, what are your two, three popular tours that you're running right now that folks are on clamoring to get on?
Well, the Hero Tour and the Best of Atlanta Tour here in the city are really very popular. I mean, especially for people who are coming in, or if you have a, family that showed up for the weekend and you're trying to find something to do.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's really a great, because you get on and off the bus. So if it is, we've had some lovely weather lately, but
yes,
if we do hit those 90 degree days, it's nice to be able to get on and off of an air conditioned vehicle.
Yes.
But that Stranger Things tour, we're working on getting it some weekend dates. Right now they are on Fridays, and I think we have a couple of Thursdays, but the weekends we have a lot of requests for. Those, we've got a number of those tours that are already sold out. And
okay,
that starts next month.
And so the best way to get in touch with you is through the atlantamovietours.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, this is one of the icing on the cake things that in Atlanta's cap that we have is the filming. We have so many wonderful things. You've mm-hmm. got mountains, you've got ocean, you have plains, you have
tax credits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what initially brought them here.
Yeah. That's what keeps them. We do have a lovely place to film, but they, the work that the state does to keep those is a big, big job. So
not to get into the political side of things, has that put a dent in anything thus far?
The threat of it, yes. I think the problem that we have right now is we're in a little bit of a waiting period. And so until January 1st, we're hoping that that will change and we will have something not enforceable.
Okay. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Jim Cantore with the Weather Channel. So to keep you safe in hurricanes, he's going to tell you what to do here in the Atlanta area. Coming up next.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Hey, it's critical to be prepared throughout the hurricane season, and as a storm can strike any time, we saw this through the Tropical Storm Barry, which impacted the Gulf Coast last week. History shows that the deadliest, most powerful, and destructive storms hit later in the hurricane season, maybe in August. And I have one of my favorites on the line, Jim Cantore, the original Weather Channel storm tracker, and is frequently spotted in the most vulnerable areas. And Jim, it's a joke in my family. If you see Jim Cantore in your backyard, it is too late. So welcome to Atlanta Living.
Oh, I love it. Of course, that's where the Weather Channel is. And when I'm not living out of my suitcase, Belinda, you know I'm in Atlanta and or up in your old neck of the woods in Blue Ridge.
Yes. So we have lots of connections. So
yes, we do.
They always seem to put you right where the eye of the storm is going to be.
You know, that I don't know how it happens, Belinda, but that short straw is always, I don't know how I draw it, but I do.
You do.
It's kind of a neat thing, you know, to certainly get put out there. I appreciate the responsibility, but, you know, we like to go there and certainly get the message out so that people can prepare and get out of harm's way. And then hopefully, you know, we can get back up on TV and tell them, hey, you know what, guys, we either got the all clear or it's going to be a couple of days before you can come back.
Yeah, well, if Jim Cantore says it, I'm going to go by whatever you say. Well, first, Jim, explain, why are we seeing storms later in the season now?
I think it's a little misperception because a lot of people don't realize that the Atlantic hurricane season actually goes all the way to November 30th.
Wow.
All right? But okay. Where I think that comes from, Belinda, is if you look at Matthew, it was an October storm in 2016. Had a lot of impact in the United States, especially the Carolinas. Then, of course, we had, you know, Michael last year in October, which became a Category 5. So it was a historic storm, both by a meteorological right and also what it did, devastating Florida and, of course, South Georgia. Tremendous damage down there to agriculture. And then moved on and got tangled up with a front in North Carolina and Virginia and went on to produce 90-mile-an-hour winds again. So, you know, it was an incredible storm for late in the year. And what I'm telling everybody is, you know, look, if you looked at the atmosphere last year in October, we had no cold fronts come through. It almost felt like August in the eastern part of the country for the first 10 days of October. And the water temperatures were very, very warm in the Gulf of Mexico. So the atmosphere just said, look, if this is the stuff I got to work with, then I can produce one heck of a hurricane.
Right.
And that's pretty much what it did. This storm just developed and developed and developed. And it would have kept developing had it not run into Mexico Beach and the Port of Peña.
And I was just in Mexico Beach and Port St. Joe about a month ago, and that place is still reeling from the devastation.
Oh, yeah. And we see that with our bigger hurricanes, like where I am here in Gulfport, Mississippi this morning. This, of course, is Camille country 50 years ago. It is Katrina country of recent, back in 2005 and 28 to 30 feet of storm surge down here. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It forever changed the Mississippi coast. But, you know, after a Katrina, after a Michael, after a Charlie, I mean, these bigger category storms, it's going to take a while because there really is a lot of destruction. There's a lot of infrastructure issues that have to be changed. You know, insurance is always fighting the battle.
Oh, yeah.
Is this flood or was it wind? You know, which one did it? So there's all those things going on. And that certainly makes for a slower recovery process. But don't be fooled. I was down there on the start of the hurricane season in Mexico Beach, and those folks they're raring to go. They want their beautiful beach back. And it's going to be different. They realize that.
Yeah.
But they want it back the way it was.
It is going to be better.
And I'll tell you right now, I will tell you right now, every place that I've gone that's gotten hit by a destructive hurricane has come back better. It's not the same, but it's better.
It's better.
We're better prepared for the next one.
Now, speaking of being prepared, what do we need to do? And here in Atlanta, we get the remnants of these storms that we need to be prepared in one way or another. How can we be prepared when these storms take a turn and we get the winds, the rain, and some of the devastation from it? How can we be prepared?
People forget that Atlanta and Georgia are right there, close to a major water source, whether it be the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico. We can get storm tracks that way. And if these storms are accelerating upon landfall, like we saw with Opal back in 95, we had tremendous damage in North Georgia, we can get big impacts. As a matter of fact, Linda, back in 2017, when we had Irma come across Florida, some of the earlier forecasts never weakened that. And they kept it off the coast of Florida, and they brought it right up into Atlanta as a 90-mile-hour hurricane. Now, that, of course, didn't happen. It kind of tangled with Cuba for a while and weakened. But still, I mean, we have a major threat this time of the year as well. These storms just don't go away once they hit land.
Oh, I remember Opal coming through and creating a lot of devastation.
Yeah, so this is the time of the year to go to Lowe's and your favorite hardware store. A lot of times they'll section off areas, severe weather supplies, you know, hurricane supplies. And, of course, we have a severe weather risk and a winter risk in Georgia as well. So we got to be ready for pretty much everything on all seasons.
Do you have kind of your go-to list that you think that we need to have?
I mean, you know, a lot of times you can buy, like, whole kits with this stuff in it. Obviously you need to be able to see it at night.
Right.
If you lose power. So flashlights, some of these, you know, battery-powered headsets, I think are essential. But, you know, you need extra cash on hand because a lot of times the power goes out. If you want to pay for something like gas or even food, should it become available to you. You know, non-perishables for 72 hours, as well as water. You need 3 gallons for each person for each day.
Wow.
So a lot of the stuff you can just store in your house.
Okay.
And have it on hand, ready to go should disaster strike.
And I think,
I've taken videos of my house to show the insurance adjuster. Hey, this is what I had. This is what each room looked like. Oh, and I forget all the stuff I have in my house. It's be so many people. And it kind of reminds me of what kind of claim I would have to make should I have a disaster.
And that way, you're really covered by the insurance company, and nothing is forgotten.
Right. Don't do it like 1 year, you know, don't do it 5 years ago and then forget about it, because a lot of times your home changes, you make upgrades, you buy new things. You know, take one every year and just leave it on file on your phone and erase the previous one. And now you've got something very recent that nobody can argue with.
That's a good idea. And now is the time for you to go to Lowe's and stock up on these things, not, you know, when the forecast has been made by you and everybody is at Lowe's trying to pick up these items.
Right. Once the cone goes out, then everybody goes. And then now there's the frustration of now you got all these other things that you want to do or have planned, and you're in this long line waiting for things, and then they start running out of things. I mean, it's the fact that you get it done early, you put it in a big duffel bag, you leave it in a closet. All right, these are all things you can leave for 2-3 years. Yeah, the batteries need to be checked, things like that, some of the non-perishables. Water's going to last you a good length of time. But just if you have it on hand, go enjoy your summer. Go get some cool iced tea, which we really need today.
Yes,
it's hot everywhere, Belinda.
It is hot.
It's hot everywhere.
It is hot here in Atlanta. I know you're on the Gulf Coast right now, but it is hot in Atlanta today. So,
yes, ma'am.
Tell us what your predictions are for this hurricane season.
Yeah, so what I'm, you know, if you look at the rest of the season, based on the number of storms we get on average, there's still 90% of the hurricane season to go.
I know.
Okay? And I mean, think about it. We're getting into late July here. So you only have one or two usually, and we've had that. We've had Andrea and Barry, both of them lasting as hurricanes for a very small amount of time. But either way, they've come and gone. And now you start looking at August and September. When does the Atlantic Basin, the Gulf, and the Caribbean all become much more favorable for storms to develop? And it's almost like somebody flips a switch. Is that August 2nd? Is that August 15th? Is that August 30th? We really don't know when that happens, but that's when it's like, okay, now you really are potentially going to be dealing with a disaster or two down the road. Now, I'm not saying anything this year that we get is going to hit the United States. It's impossible and irresponsible, frankly, to put up any kind of goalposts at this point.
Right.
But I do think that we have the capabilities, from what I see on the basin and others, that we get an average season by the time all is said and done. And that, of course, means a ramp up of storms significantly in August and September.
From the hurricanes that you've been in the past, what one sticks out in your head the most where you were most scared for being where you were?
The one that I'm standing in a town for, Katrina. Here I am in Gulfport, Mississippi. We were in the Armed Forces Retirement Home with 475 of our heroes. And literally within 10 minutes, the water started coming in the building.
Wow.
And it, you know as well as I, all of a sudden it's not about the TV anymore. It's about getting these people upstairs. Because everybody was downstairs having breakfast. And all the medicine was downstairs. So it was, thank God, we had probably about 20 to 24 Navy CBs, which is the land-based unit of the Navy, mm-hmm. on hand to there as well to kind of help get that situation under hand. Nobody lost their life, and they completely rebuilt that place. It's like a fortress. I'm going to be honest. I would ride out a Cat 5 hurricane in the Armed Forces Retirement Home today if I had a chance to do it again. Let's hope I won't get that chance.
Let's hope you don't do it again. Thank you, Jim. Jim Cantore with the Weather Channel.
Always a pleasure, Belinda.
Always a pleasure. Hopefully we'll run into each other soon, and I'll give your best to those in Blue Ridge.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, and I hope you have a very boring hurricane season.
Well said. Well said.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all. It is time for Breaking Chews. This is where we drill down on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, festivals, and chefs. I'm here with my foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. So he's got something going on about a new Japanese restaurant.
Yeah. So, you know, sushi and Japanese restaurants, they sort of had this extended heyday since the 1980s, it was just the rage for so long. But the last decade, it's sort of spotlight, I think, shifted over more to Vietnamese, Korean, you know, restaurants, things like that. But Japanese still occupies a very special place in my heart and a lot of people. So every time a newcomer comes, it's kind of exciting. So this is a new venture from Chef Jackie Chang. He was formerly at Umi, which a lot of people know and love, as well as Oku. So he's gone out on his own. He has a new place in Sandy Springs called District M. It's in one of those, it's in the ground level, one of those fancy new mixed use condos that are going crazy up and down Roswell Road near Hammond Drive, 285. So District M is a beautiful dining room. They've got big 20-foot ceilings in some areas. It's a very sexy, modern vibe. They got a great bar. There's a beautiful little dining room. And then upstairs, they've got a kind of a hipster lounge. You can get food and drink up there. But the center stage is the sushi bar. This is a large, probably the largest sushi bar in the city. And Chef Chang puts on like live performance art in there.
I love to watch them.
And does, his specialty is omakase. And omakase literally means leave it up to you in Japanese. So you just, there's like three different scenarios. You can say, chef, you go nuts. And it's just the greatest experience. It's a multi-course, includes the freshest, most incredible cuts of fish from Japan, Spain, all around the world. You'll get sushi, sashimi. He did a course for me with raw oysters and jellyfish, this nice little crunchy. Yeah, and like, don't be freaked out by it. Belinda's eyes are like saucers. There's hot cooked fish courses. There was a course with fresh Wagyu steak. You cook it over a hot stone yourself. It's way too much to describe. I've got lots of pictures that probably still don't even do it justice at my website, which is bitesnsites.net. So District M, this is for serious Japanese food seekers, but also it's in Sandy Springs. It's very casual. It's fun. And there's stuff for beginners as well. So everybody check out District M. I've got photos, links at my website, bitesnsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net.
Excellent, baby. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.